My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Time flies when you're having fun. And the Yankees and Mets right now having fun. They've had their ups and downs, but two more wins last night. And a trade deadline where both general managers found a way to improve the team. But certainly didn't give up a ton, didn't get a ton, but some Band-Aids here and there. That big move was not made. You didn't see the Blake Snell deal for either the Yankees or the Mets, but I co-sign everything these two general managers have done. I'm saying that right now, this morning. I co-sign. I'm not screaming about David Stearns not going all in. I'm not screaming about Brian Cashman not going all in. I think that the Yankees, as presently constructed, are good enough to win the division and get to the ALCS. And I think the Mets are presently constructed to be good enough to obviously not win the division, but to get into the postseason and do a little damage as well. And it's going to be a fun ride into October. We also have a new Hard Knocks to talk about from last night. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, G. And I concur with everything you just said. I mean, reasonable, practical, and Jazz Chisholm,
there you go,
is already had a major impact on this team. And I just have to agree even further with you in regards to what David Stearns has done with the Mets. I mean, you know, he's tried, he's churning, he's burning, he's bringing arms and brings in Winker. You know, the substance of the Mets, and maybe they'll get Starling Marte back at some point here too as well. The substance of the Mets are their core players who got off to a horrific start. Their bullpen has been a mess all year long. We know that. And all I can say is that it's not like David Stearns is sitting on his hands. He's working.
Oh, he hasn't
he's
been working the entire year.
No, I mean, he's working. I mean, yeah. He's been trying. And he's trying, and he's also trying to protect the future, which is really a unique situation. So remember when Steve Cohen said, you know, I still believe in this team, and David Stearns kind of said the same thing. And it was after, I think, about a month of the season where they were just horrific and one of the worst teams in baseball, as they were at the bottom of the wild card chase.
Yeah, they were one of the two or three worst teams in the National League. And I remember that Steve Cohen tweet that he thought was a DM to somebody, basically saying that the team was going to get blown up at the trade deadline. I mean, things were bleak.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. You sit here and you sit behind these microphones and you sit and you try to keep the emotion out of it. But how can you if you are a hardcore fan like we are? If you are a fan of a team who's not playing well, you start now thinking about, okay, here comes the trade deadline. What are they going to do at the trade deadline? Well, to the credit of the players that turned this season around, they forced the team to make additions. All those additions aren't, you know, spectacular. They're not the Dodgers, what the Dodgers did. I would just tell you that, you know, when I look at the National League for the Mets, you know, obviously the Phillies are going to be a pain in the ass. The Dodgers are going to be a pain in the ass. But everybody else, they can hang with. I believe they can hang with.
Yeah, I agree. And now we've got to this point where they're 7 games over .500. They're playing great baseball. And now if they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be a disappointment. I mean, we have gone from, if they make the playoffs, it's a miracle, to now they've played so well. If they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be a disappointment. And it's certainly no lock because everything is jumbled up. I mean, there are a ton of teams that are playing really well in the National League right now. Six teams for three spots, and everybody seems to be winning. Now, I don't think the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be hanging around. They tend to fade. I would be shocked if they ended up making it, but the Mets are just as equipped as anybody out of those six to and including the Atlanta Braves with the injuries that they have had, to get the number one wild card. So that right now, Yankees win the division, Mets number one wild card, that's what we're looking at this morning.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.